We're in the middle of Kuf Nun Dalid. So we did Aleph. We did most of Beis. We did get Beis, but we skipped the Be'alacha. So we have to go back to Beis. And then we jump to the Ramah at the end of Gimel, because in Fancy Friedman, it appears at the end of Aleph. Now I realize, I didn't know what the asterisk. The Be'er Heitev says, Hagazu has to be in Sif Gimel. And then there's an asterisk, and on my Mishnah, at least, it says, Bizmano, in the times of the Be'er Heitev, Hayakosav Hagazu, but Sif Aleph. This used to appear in Sif Aleph. Do you have it also? You just had it affected. Okay, anyway, so we were in the middle of that very juicy, exciting sugya. And that was based on the Gemara in Megillah. And the question is like this. When you have an Aron Kodesh, which is not there for Kavod HaTorah. Now, you look at this, there's some super duper ruper beautiful Aron Kodeshes in the world, and they are there for Kavod. Ours is not one of them. So ours is a safe. There's no covet. It is there strictly for Shmira. And that was very popular and common in the olden days, where it was kind of built into the wall, the stone wall of the shul. It was like a super thick stone wall, I guess. And it was this there for Shmira, for protection. Now, we saw that it wasn't so... it protected from criminals, but not from moisture, and therefore destroyed the Sefer Torah, right? We had a whole discussion. Okay, so let's finish. So we had, interestingly enough, it seemed to be dependent on two different girsos in the Gemara and Megillah, although there's such a subtle difference that when you read the two girsos, you just don't see a difference. You really have to have someone spell it out for you. And there are some Rishonim and Achronim that do spell it out for us. So it turns out the Machlokes and the Girsa over there with a huge Nafkamina. The Nafkamina is the safe in which we store our Sefer Torah. Does that have a Din of Tashmishei Kedusha or not? Huge. Okay. So the Rama told us, again, I'm at the very end of Kuf Nun Dalet Gimel, Haga Yesh Omrim Delo Mikri Aron HaKodesh Eli Mukimin Agad She'en Asui Rak LeKavod HaTorah. If it's there for Kavod HaTorah, Ava Aron HaBanui B'Choma, but if it's built into the wall, Shenazel Shmira, it's there for only for protection. Lo Mikri Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not called Tashmishei Kedusha. And then we said, B'Kol Shegein Imasvarim Iskalglim Bo, because of moisture and whatever, it's just not... It's not a fitting protection. So the mutter litva misham, for sure you can take the Sefer Torah from there and use it for whatever whole purpose you want. The kedusha never set in. Okay, we did the Mishnah Berurah over here, but we didn't do the Be'alacha. Look at the Be'alacha. Divrei Hatzla aval aron habanui b'choma hanasa l'shmira. So let's get some. It's interesting. You have here we have a Rama. The Rama goes l'kula. Okay, we're going to see now the Be'alacha. It's going to bring down Rishonim that argue on the Razarua and go L'chumra. It doesn't give us a very clear bottom line. And then as you go through Kuf Nun Dalet, you see the same topic keeps like coming up, and you see where the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't spell it out each time. He sort of seems to take a stance. Let's see. Be'alacha, Dibar Mascha, Ava Aron, Habanui B'chama, Hanasa Shmir. Hine, Din Zainavim, Dibar Orza Ruah, like we said yesterday. Vuva, B'mordechi, B'gol Sashri. V'ayin Shambor, Zerosh, Mepharish, HaSugya. Right, this is the Sugya that we went through, we went through in Megillah. Ma'o, Detei Mahani, Lavlo, Kovid, Avidan, it's not for Kovid. Din Turi, Ba'alma, Avidan, it's made for protection, Kamash Milan. What's the Kamash Milan? Derotzalom, it's a Kovid, the Kamash Milan is that these things are not only for Shmir, they're also for Kovid. But if it wouldn't be for Kavod at all, only for Shmira, then it would not have a din Tashmishei Kedusha at all. Umizeh holtzi dor zeruah, learned out from here, dekolechi to the Shmira avidan, lohavi Tashmishei Kedusha. Okay, and that's the Rama passing like the Or Zeruah. Our Aron Kodesh, our safe, does not have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. V'ayin sham bo Or Zeruah, the kasef ba'atzma, the Or Zeruah himself brings on the other side. Denucha lefarish ha-sugi be'evich, he could understand the sugi the other way. Dehainu de sagadayta kevin din turi avidan, since it's for protection, ki injuna damya, and you might think it becomes like a room, which is not Tashmishei Kedusha. And the brackets point out, as we said yesterday, Bezui Girsas Harif V'Harosh Kamash Melon, that even if it's only for protection, it's not the status of a room. Even if just for Shmira, like our safe, Yesh Alav Shem Tashmishei Kedusha. When we come, Akom, the Or Zerah himself, who, Or Zerah, mitzadid the basov shiyosit of shenefarish keperish harishun. He prefers the first pshat, which is lekula, like the Rama told us. Amnam, however, says the Bir Halacha, matzasi b'meiri, v'chein b'rabbeinu Yerucham, shamuchach mehem shesovrim keperish hasheni. They all like the perish hasheni. Now, the Rif and the Rush don't spell it out. They just have this other girsa. Now, I don't know if it's very nice to have a girsa and say, this girsa means A and this girsa means B. And they're exact opposites, and it's a very exciting machlokes. Could we say they have two different girsas, but they really mean the exact same thing? I don't know. The Rif and the Rush don't spell it out. But again, I mean, yeah, you have a Rif and a Rush against Azarua. Now you're adding to the Rif and the Rush, the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Sounds very compelling to go the other way. I don't know why the Rama would pass him like the Azarua. So let's see, the Bir Halacha continues. That even if it's only for Shmir, Tashmish, and Kedusha. Now, I don't know why it throws in the word Efsher. Why is it only Efsher? Why don't we just say, according to them, it's Bechal Tashmish Kedusha? I don't know. V'ulai, Dikeim Shurak Zavid. Now he's talking specific, not about our own Kodesh, but specifically what they had in the olden days where they build into the wall itself this. The Aron Kodesh is kind of built into the wall of the shul itself. So now he's like this. V'ulai, Dikeim Shurak Zavid Ba'alma. So yeah, you have a big wall. The wall goes 100 feet, let's say. And let's say it goes 200 feet, and 10 of those feet are Aron Kodesh. So it's kind of like, you know, Batul Barov, Batul Bashir, you know, it's only a little piece of this huge wall. So it's maybe because it's only a Zavis Ba'alma, it's only like a little corner Chakuk, which is like hollowed out, carved out inside the wall itself. Nisbatel also a Makam. So maybe that Makam is not considered significant. Legabe Sharak Salam. It just blends into the wall. We'll just call it a wall. We'll call it a shul. We won't call it a special Tashmish Kedusha. So just have Kedusha's basic Knesset like everything else, but not have the status of Tashmish Kedusha. And the Bir Halacha leaves with the Tzarachim. So basically what he's doing is like this. He's trying to figure out, I think what he's doing is, even if you hold like the Chumrah opinion, let's say our seif has a din of Tashmish Kedusha, but going back to the olden days when his mamish built into the wall, that's better than the seif, because it's part of the wall and it's kind of batal and not significance klape the whole structure of the shul where it's kind of just built into. So it didn't really give us exactly a bottom line. It does sound from the end of the Bir Halacha that has some sort of nitiya. He's leaning to go l'chumra against the Rama. Now look at, okay, let's start Siv Gimel. We're going out of order, but we have to go back to base. But we're going to jump to Gimel. Siv Gimel. Tashmishei Kedusha. Okay, we have Tashmishei Mitzah, Tashmishei Kedusha, it's a Braisa and Megillah. Tashmishei Kedusha. What's Tashmishei Kedusha? Kagon. Tik shel Svarim u'mezuzos. It is the tik that holds the Svarim and the mezuzos. Uritzuos Tfilin. That's very controversial. We'll discuss that hopefully soon. Va'argaz shenosim bo Sefer Torah o Chumash. A box that holds a Sefer Torah or a Chumash. Look at Mishabur and Asif Katan Tess. Now this box, is this box for Kavan or is this box for Shmira? So look at the Mishabur says, Kamash Milan, the Machab is going to tell us, Dilonema, don't say Dil Shmira Ba'alma Avivilola Kavan, that it's only there for Shmira and not for Kavan. And therefore, the Ein Al Haragaz, Shame Tashmish Kedusha. Don't say that. This is in the list of Tashmish Kedusha. Where the Mishabur now is explaining over here that even though it's there, I'm sorry. It's in the list because it's, don't say it's only for Shmira and not for Kavod. It's also there for Kavod. But it sounds like if it would not be there for Kavod, according to this Mishabura, sounds like then it would not be Teshmi Shei Kedusha. It's only Teshmi Shei Kedusha because it's also there for covet. And then the last two lines, after the Arga Shiny Shasur Kabat Sefer Torah, Kiditsa Begumara, Ma Shanki Bedo Ateva, Shasur Rak the Shmira Ba'alma. Sounds like it's Rak the Shmira Ba'alma, then it's not. Right, so here he doesn't bring that whole machlokas. He just seems to go straight Ramah. Even though the Bir Alach over here, he brings down the Rif and the Rosh and Rabbi Yeruch and the Meiri against the Or Zeruah and the Ramah. Now, there's another Bir Alach over here. Dibra Matzleh of Davka Hadavar Shemanichin. Okay, but we didn't do the do the Ramah. So let's continue in this in Bachaber. Let's continue in Kufnun Dalet Gimel. So we're giving examples of Tashmishe Kedusha. The argas shenosim bal sefer Torah chumash. We just did that. Vikise shenosim bal sefer Torah. That's some chair that they would put the sefer Torah onto the chair. Uvilon shetolim lefnei hahechal. Now that seems to be parochas, but we're going to see that it's not necessarily the parochas because the parochas in the olden days actually touch the sefer Torah, and ours does not. We'll get there later in the week. All these things that are Tashmishei Kedusha, Yesh Ben Kedusha V'tzarach L'Gunzon. That means it has Kedusha, you can't lower the Kedusha, right? Malim B'Kedush V'Ein Moridin. And it gets worn out, you can't just turn it into something else. You can turn it into something else that's going to service a Sefer Torah, but otherwise you have to put in Geniza. You can't use it for your own purposes. And you can't throw it in the garbage either. Now the Ramah says, "Hagva v'davka davar shemanichem ben davar kedusha ba'atzmo lefamim o shenasis lekoved." Davka is something that you put the kedusha on sometimes, or it is there for kovid. And then he's going to explain what that means. So let's look at. Look at the Bir Alocha. Dibur Masav v'davka davar shemanichem. I have a mission. Bir Masav k'zav shemanichem. Okay. Mibir agro mashma. Are you with me? We're in the Bir Alocha Dibra Maska Vedavka Hadava Shemanichin. I am a Mishabur Mashika Sav, the Mishim Prim Gadim. Fine. Vaita. Umibir Hagra Mashma. The Koshu no Gea Bekdusha Atma. Afapishu Rak Lishmira Levad Mikamaka Mikri Tashmishe Kedusha. So, even if it's only there for Shmira, but if it's mamish touching the Sefer Torah, it's called Tashmishe Kedusha. So, our Aron Kodesh, according to the Gra, is considered Tashmishei Kedusha. Now, we do have a little carpet inside on the bottom, so it's not touching on the bottom, but it's touching, it leans on the wall of the safe. So even though it's only there for Shmira, the Ramah would say it's not Tashmishei Kedusha. The Gra says it is Tashmishei Kedusha. Now, but the Gra is coming from a different angle. The Gra does not seem to be taking the side of the Rif and the Rosh and Rebbeinu Yerucham, and he's not seem to disagree with the whole Yisod of the Ramah over here. He seems to be coming from a different angle. If it's mamish touching, then it has different rules. But now let's see the Hemshech of the Bir Alocha in the brackets. Uma de pasuk haramol le'inyan aron habanui b'choma, the aron kodesh that's built into the wall. The bishum shul is shmira lo mikri tashmishei kedusha. Because it's only there for shmira, it's not called tashmishei kedusha. So you could just say the Grah disagrees with the Ramah. The Grah disagrees with the Ramah all over the place. It is not meshubit to the Ramah. But the Bir Alocha doesn't understand that the Grah is arguing on the Ramah. So he wants to be miyashiv the Grah and the Ramah. He wants to fit them in together. Tzarech lomar lidvarav mishum de'eino matzui sheyunach sefer Torah besocha b'lo mitpachat. He wants to say that over there it's because the sefer is not mamish touching the aron. Let's say just like we have a carpet on the bottom, you could put a carpet on the side. If you'd have a carpet on the side and the carpet on the bottom, then the aron kodesh would not be actually touching the sefer Torah. So according to the Gra, it would not be Tashmishei Kedusha. Now we have to see, once it's not touching, so maybe it shouldn't be Tashmishei Kedusha according to anybody. It's only Tashmishei Kedusha, like a cliche. It's more removed. Because we have to, there's a lot here. We're not going to do it all, and it's not all for one sitting. But we're moving in the right direction. Okay. So we'll put that point on hold. But again, he doesn't want to say the Gra's arguing on the Ramah, which is interesting, because just you have all these heavy hitters arguing on the Ramah, arguing on the Rezarot. Put the Gra on the list. He doesn't put the Gra on the list. Okay. Now, we did Beis yesterday, but we didn't do the Bir Halacha, and it's very, very important. So we're going to jump backwards to Sif Beis. Okay. So Sif Beis, we said over yesterday, the Beis yesterday brings down this Mari Ibn Chaviv. And he talks about the following. Now Beis is a continuation of Aleph. Aleph spoke about the Mishnah in Megillah, that the town square where you daven periodically three times a year, like on a fast day, does not have kedusha according to Shitas HaChachamim, because it's a kroy ba'alma. There's no permanence there. It's just once in a while. Now the Mari Ibn Chaviv says that the shuls that they daven in the Malchus called Tograma. Okay, he wants to compare it to the Rechav Sha'ir, and he says all of our existence. I don't even know when he lives, and I don't know. Yesterday I threw out the word Crusades, but I don't know if he was. I have no idea. So he says everything that we do where we live over here, I guess like the stories that you hear in Europe, like with the Pirates, he owned everything and then the peasants just, you know, lived on the land and worked the land, but they didn't own anything. And so he says everything that we have, our homes and everything, is all Derech Arai, and everything is kind of rented. It's like a rental for like a month or a year, and the shul is also like that. It's rented for like a month or a year, and therefore there's no Kedusha. Then he goes on to say, we're not even allowed to have a shul, and we have to hide in a dungeon somewhere and make sure they don't hear us, and there's a sakana. He explains what's going on. It's interesting to have the, you know, historical background of this Mari Ibn Chaviv, which is going to end up being very important. So the Shulchan Aruch told us yesterday, if you rent a house to be a shul, it doesn't have a din beis hakneses. And that comes from this Mari Ibn Chaviv. So the question is, why not? So the Prima Gadim jumps on the words of the Mari Ibn Chaviv, Chodesh or Shana. That's like it's temporary. It's a month or a year. But if you would have a schirus, that would be for, I don't know, 3 years, so then that already would have kedusha. Now, he says it wouldn't have full kedusha based on Knesset, because it's not permanent, but it would have more kedusha than the Shulchan Aruch is giving us credit. Now, this is brought down the Sharetzi. Look at Sharetzi on the bottom. Oh, he's Dalid. If it's for a long period of time, from Lavush it doesn't sound like that, because Lavush writes the kavish and gufa karka kanu. According to Lavush, you need to own the land, and if you don't own the land, it's not yours. Well, and he has daiti says a sharatim pasha that didn't my prima gadim. Does everybody let me get that cry? It's not called that cry. You don't have to own the land. You just have to have some permanence here. The lo tol mari ibn chaviv ador machmas gufa karka rak machmas the ave kirochavet shel ir. So the question is, when the mari ibn chaviv plays down the significance of their shuls, why is he playing it down? Is it a din in? It's short term. It's a month or a year, like he says. I wouldn't think a year is called such short term, but he says a month or a year. Or is it because you don't actually own the land? Lavush says, oh, you don't actually own the land. So if you'd have a 10-year rental, you don't own the land. According to Lavush, they would not have produced basic nesses. According to the Prima Gadim, and the Sharatian goes with the Prima Gadim, it would. Now, look at the Mishabura. Sifkat Dalid. Hasor Chambayis is man kabur, the Chodesh or the Shana. Takes the words right out of the Mari Ibn Chaviv. That time they came to close man aschiras at the end of the rental. Yesh biyad abalabai shol aschidamot. The balabayis doesn't have to rent it to you again. Imkin enu ela arai. That's considered temporary. Ve'ein bo kedusha. That time muchach milavush. That comes out of the vush. The vush that the Sharatzin already told us he doesn't like. Uva'olas tamid lomash mekain ve'ayin bir halacha. So if you look at the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maskil has Sochrim Bias, the second Bir Halacha, Sochrim Bias, I be Mishabur Tamo Shal Dover. Vizeka Safti, the Fima does Asbara Lanwa Lavush. Lavush says he must own the shul. You don't own the shul, doesn't have to do the shul. Om Nome Olas Tamid Muchach, the Ein Din Ze Elebek Agon Idri, the Re Ibn Chabib. Shiloya Sham Rishus Lambitogarma Lahazim Makon Kabul, the Tfilim Neam Malchus. says, no, the point of the Mari ibn Chaviv is not that it's only a short-term rental, it's only a year rental. That was not his point. The Levush thinks it is his point. No, Levush also doesn't, no, hold on, wait. Levush holds, any rental doesn't count, you have to own the land. The Prima Gadim says, if it's a long-term rental, then it will have a din based on Knesset. And here the Bir Halacha is bringing down the Olas Tamid, that the reason that the Beis Yosef brings down the Marib and Chavid, that there's no Kedusha based on Knesset, he goes on and gives the whole historical background. They weren't allowed to have a shul. What they do? Are you matzmin and b'tachtiim? This they would hide in these like bomb shelters, whatever, low down, underground, whatever it was to daven. That's for sure not considered. That's for sure considered only a rai. Because today, tomorrow, they'll get caught. These batabem says, boom. It's not even a rental. It's until the KGB catches you. But if you rent a shul, you rent a building for a shul in a legal fashion like normal people do, like in a normal place where the goyim let you do so, it's our place for the next 3 years. We rented it for 3 years. This is our shul now. But at the end, it's after 3 years, it's finished. It doesn't matter. It's not a division. You need to own the land. You don't need to own the land. You need to have a permanence here now during this tkufa. And we have a permanence. If he has the permission of the government, they're not hiding. And that is Nachon Ladina, says the Bir Halacha. So it's not like the Levush wanted to say that you need to own the land. And it sounds like it's not like even the it's not even a din in as being a short-term rental. I'm not sure, because we still have that lashon of Chodesh Hoshana, but during the term of the rental, this is our shul, so it has Kedusha shul. Even according to the case of the Marib and Chaviv, the Marib writes Shlo Brulei Davarzeh. He does not convince. He does not agree with the Marib and Chaviv. So if you have a legal rental and they during whatever the rental is, sounds like whatever it is. I don't know, at that point you could argue on. I'm not sure about that point. But certainly if it's going to be more than a year. If it's going to be a 3 year rental, then the Mishnah Berurah for sure is going to say that it has Kedusha B'Seik Knesset. It could be even 1 year. Because the whole time he wrote on the Chodesh of the Shana, even though it is Lashon HaMari ibn Chaviv, there's strong side to say that wasn't his focus, even though that's the Levush is sort of focusing on that. The focus is more that Marib and Chaviv, it was illegal, and the government can shut them down at any point, so there was no permanence, because you daven Mincha, the government of KGB comes in between Mincha and Marib, and there's no Joshua, and there's no Marib, and that's that. So, as long as you have a legal rental, that's your shul during this period of time, so then it will have the Kedusha. Now, Dirshu points out, we already said back in Kuf Nun Gimel Sifkata Nun Aleph and Nun Beis that if you have a Hazmana Lefisha, then it doesn't count. So if it's only for a short period of time, it's not going to count. Even during that period. Takras of Bir Halacha Le'el and Kuf Nun Aleph Yidav Lishtamis. Okay, I don't know. Tzarchim, how do you fit this in with over there? So he wants to say that Hazmona Lefisha is different than Skiris. Skiris is more, this is ours, we own it for this period of time, and it's all discussion in Gemara, how you view Skiris, but this is our shul during this period of time, not just we're mazmin it for Tzkufa to be a shul. Okay, so Lamaisa, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is giving some kedusha at least to the rented shul, if not full kedusha.